Well, I'm here to tell you the name Bojack. Now, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And when he created the heaven and earth, you know, it took him 7 days to create everything within it. It took him 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. God created man and called him Adam. And he saw that Adam was lonely. So he created a woman to be by his side from his rib. But little do most people know, there was a third person created, and that was me, Bojack. I'm not mentioning any Bibles, any scriptures, none of that. But I'm here to tell y'all my side of the story. Alright, we was in the garden chilling. I warned Adam about that girl Eve. I was like, look, yeah, sometimes she don't listen. You know, ask God before you go do something on your own, because you might end up slipping. Now, he told us, don't go over there by the tree of knowledge. I was all right, though. You know, he created a garden of watermelons for me, and I was over there eating my ass off. You know, I ain't had to worry about nothing. I was full all day long. Wasn't worrying about that tree. But, you know, women have that intuition. They have to know. God was like, don't touch it. She was like, why, we can't? And I was like, shut the fuck up. But God told me I couldn't curse in the garden. He told me if I kept on, I'd have been kicked out. And I was like, you ain't gonna do me like the other nigga, Lucifer. Nah, I'm straight up my ass. Just put me back over there where the watermelon's at. So, one day I was walking. And I saw this snake in the garden. I was like, something going on here. This snake, snakes are poisonous. And I see Eve over there giggling, laughing, you know. I'm wondering where Adam is. Adam down there, he playing with lions and shit. I'm like, this boy damn near retarded. Can't be running around playing with a lion naked, about to get his dick bit off. But anyway, I see Eve, no talking, giggling, then she go to that tree. I was like, God, look. God was over there asking a prayer about something else. I don't know what was going on. There was another tribe of people down the road, you see. Adam and Eve wasn't the only two, because everybody think everybody in the world came from Adam and Eve. There have been a lot of incest, and God is against that, you know. So, well, I like this microphone you got here. I can hear myself clear. But anyway, you know, Adam over there giggling, and you know, she go over there and bite the apple. She realized she was naked. And when she told me she was naked, I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Your breasts ain't that big, no way. So she ran, covered up, and she would talk to Adam. And I was like, Adam, don't go over there. Worry about that girl. She did something wrong. And look at the sky that got dark. We ain't ever been dark in the garden. So Adam went over there talking, and she talking, biting that apple there. And once he bit the apple, he got even darker. God got pissed. And a strike of lightning stripped down, hit the ground. Look at Lucifer jumped out that snake body. Because when he hit him, God killed that snake. And Lucifer went straight back in the hell. And God was like, how he got up here in the first place? That nigga ain't supposed to be back up here. So I found the snake body. And, you know, laid it there. So then God told us all about the knowledge of the world, what we was doing. Now, what we have to do for what we have paid. And I was like, God, I ain't do nothing. But you know, back then, God wasn't forgiving. Everybody had to suffer for what everybody else did. And I was mad as hell as Eve. So, you know, we all had to suffer in that garden. And then, I still had that snake body. So, back around then, I was the first person on earth to have a pair of snakeskin shoes. But there's none of that's not mentioned in the Bible. I got some more of these stories. I'm going to finish this story later. Because right now it's kind of late. I mean, there's old folks home. And these young sex and nurses came here to change my diaper. So right now, I'm going to leave y'all the name Bojack. And I got some very fascinating stories.